more greater in virtue than 1,000 months. It is a month in which Allah Ta'ala has made fasting compulsory by day and has made sunnah the tarawih by night. Whosoever attends drawing near to Allah Ta'ala by performing any virtuous deed, for such person shall be the reward like the one who had performed a farz in India. And whoever performs a fard shall be blessed with the reward of 70 farais in any other time. This is indeed the month of patience, and the reward for true patience is Jannah. It is the month of sympathy with one's fellow men. It is the month wherein a true believer's risk is increased. Whosoever feed another one who fasted in order to break the fast, for the feeder there shall be forgiveness of sins and emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. And for such feeder shall be the same reward as the one who fasted, without that person's reward being decreased in the least. Thereupon we said, O Messenger of Allah, not all of us possess the means whereby we can give a fasting person to break his fast. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Allah Ta'ala grants the same reward to the one who gives a fasting person to break the fast a mere date, or a drink of water, or a sip of milk. This is a month, the first of which brings Allah Ta'ala's mercy, the middle of which brings his forgiveness, and the last of which brings emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. Whosoever lessens the burden of his servants in this month, Allah Ta'ala will forgive him and free him from the fire of Jahannam. And in this month, four things you should continue to perform in great number, two of which shall be to please your Lord, while the other two shall be those without which you cannot do. Those which shall be to please your Lord are that you should in great quantity bear witness that there is no deity to worship except Allah. That is the Kalima Tayyiba. And make much istighfar. And as for those without which you cannot do, you should beg of Allah entrance into paradise and ask refuge in him from Jahannam. And whoever gave a person who fasted water to drink, Allah Ta'ala shall grant that giver to drink from my fountain such a drink whereafter that person shall never again feel thirsty until he enters Jannah.
Should increase four things. When we heard it, how many of us read it now? Ya ilahi illallah, nastaghfirullah, nas'alullah al-jannah, and a'udhu billahi min an-nar. The cards are also given out. Who read it when we heard it now? Only two and a half. Yeah. We all should read it inshallah. Whenever we hear, make amal at that time. Then you'll get tawfiq later also to make amal.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. From the kitab Mawt Jihad, Remembrance of Death, we continue. Yesterday the introduction of the kitab was read. Today we start the actual kitab. Al-Nabi Umar radiallahu anhuma qal, Ataytum Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ashiru asharatin, faqama rajulun minal ansari, faqala ya Nabiya Allah, man akyasul nasi wa ahzamul nasi. قال أكثرهم ذكرا للموت وأكثرهم استعدادا للموت أولئك الأكياس ذهبوا بشرف الدنيا وكرامة الآخرة. حضرت ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما فرماتے ہیں کہ ہم 10 آدمی جن میں ایک میں بھی تھا حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی خدمت میں حاضر ہوئے. ایک انصاری نے حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے سوال کیا کہ سب سے زیادہ سمجھدار اور سب سے زیادہ محتاط آدمی کون ہے. حضرت ابن عمر رضی اللہ عنہما mentions that we a group of 10 people from amongst whom I was also one, we came to the presence of Nabi صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, and an انصاری صحابی asked Nabi صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم that which person is the most intelligent and who is the most cautious person. حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا جو لوگ موت کو سب سے زیادہ یاد کرنے والے ہوں اور موت کے لیے سب سے زیادہ تیاری کرنے والے ہوں, یہی لوگ ہیں جو دنیا کی شرافت اور آخرت کا اعزاز لے اڑے. نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم replied that those people who remember death the most and those people who prepare for death the most, these are the very people who have taken the honor in this dunya and in the hereafter. Faida. حضور اقدس صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے موت کو کثرت سے یاد کرنے اور یاد رکھنے کے بارے میں بہت مختلف عنوانات سے بہت سی احادیث وارد ہوئی ہے، جن میں سے بعض روایات اس رسالے میں قریب ہی امیدوں کے مختصر کرنے کی حدیث کے ذیل میں گزر چکی ہے. حضرت شیخ رحمۃ اللہ علیہ mentions that many احادیث concerning abundance of remembering of death has been narrated by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in different ways, and some of those ahadith have been mentioned in the kitab. This kitab itself, Mawqiyat, is actually a part of the kitab Fadail al-Sadaqat, and he mentions, we have already mentioned it, under the topic of decreasing and curbing one's long desires. ان میں حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا حکم بھی مختلف روایات میں گزر چکا ہے کہ لذتوں کو توڑنے والی چیز یعنی موت کو کثرت سے یاد کیا کرو. نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم's order concerning how we must curb our desires has also come in different narrations that remember that thing very often which will terminate and destroy all pleasures, that is death. حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے اس اہتمام ہی کی وجہ سے اس مضمون کو مستقل بھی ذکر کر رہا ہوں، اس لیے کہ موت کو کثرت سے یاد رکھنا امیدوں کے مختصر ہونے کا ذریعہ بھی ہے. حضرت شیخ رحمۃ اللہ علیہ mentions that because نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم has mentioned the subject matter with great importance, for that reason I am mentioning also the concerning this, that is death, in a different booklet. So because it is this very remembrance of death which is a means to curb one's long desires which a person has. Maut ki taiyari ka bhi sabab hai, and it is a cause of preparing for death also. Duniya se beragbati paida hone ka bhi sabab hai jo asal maqsood hai, and it is this remembrance of death which is a cause for causing disinclination from this dunya, which is the actual objective. Maal ko jama karke bekaar chhod jane se bhi rokne wala hai. And remembrance of death is also a way through which we can curb and stop the desire to accumulate and amass wealth in a way where we just keep on amassing and accumulating and leaving it idle, not spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. آخرت کے لیے ذخیرہ جمع کرنے کے لیے کر لینے میں بھی معین ہے. And remembrance of death is also a thing which will assist us in accumulating and amassing the provisions for the hereafter. اور گناہوں سے توبہ کرتے رہنے پر بھی ابھارنے والا ہے. And it is a means through which we get encouragement to make توبہ from our sins. دوسروں پر ظلم و ستم اور دوسروں کے حقوق کو ضائع کرنے سے بھی روکنے والا ہے. And remembrance of death is also a thing which stops us from oppressing others and not fulfilling the rights of others. غرض یہ عمل بہت سے فوائد اپنے اندر رکھتا ہے. In short, this action of remembering of death has got many benefits in it. اسی وجہ سے مشائخ سلوک کا بھی معمول ہے کہ اپنے مریدین میں سے اکثروں کو جن کے مناسب حال ہو اس کا مراقبہ خاص طور سے تلقین کرتے ہیں. It is for this very reason that many مشائخ of سلوک, in the path of سلوک, it is their custom that according to the condition of the مریدین, many of them, they instruct them to make مراقبہ and meditate over death so that all these benefits can be acquired. We'll continue.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. The kitab اصلاح الاخلاق, reformation of character. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. نحمده ونصلی علی رسوله الکریم. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ خوش خلقی اچھے اخلاق گناہوں کو اس طرح پگھلا دیتی ہے جس طرح نمک کے پتھر کو پانی پگھلا دیتا ہے, اور بد خلقی برے اخلاق عبادت کو اس طرح خراب کرتی ہے جس طرح سرکہ اشیاء کو خراب کرتا ہے. When Hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that good character it melts a person's sense. Just like how if a water is placed into a stone, into a salt stone, salt, and water is placed, then how it melts it. In a similar manner, good character destroys and melts sense of a person. And evil character, it destroys a person's ibadat, just like how vinegar destroys honey. اور فرمایا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے کہ تم سب میں میرا پیارا اور آخرت میں سب سے زیادہ مجھ سے قریب وہ ہوگا جس کے اخلاق اچھے ہو اور تم میں سے سب سے زیادہ مجھے برا لگنے والا اور آخرت میں سب میں سے مجھ سے زیادہ دور رہنے والا وہ شخص ہے جس کے اخلاق برے ہیں. Another حدیث رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم mentioned that the one of you who will be most beloved to me and in the year after he will be the most closest to me is that person whose akhlaq and character is good. And the person amongst you who is regarded as most evil in my sight, and in the year after he will be the most further away from me, is that person whose character is evil. اور فرمایا کہ جو نرمی سے محروم رہا وہ ساری بلائیوں سے محروم ہو گیا. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, a person who has been deprived of softness, this person has been deprived of every kind of goodness. Achi akhlaq. A few good characteristics which we have to imbibe within ourselves. Tawbah, one of the quality of seeking forgiveness, repenting, sabr, having patience, shukr, having the quality of gratitude, khawf, fear, umid, hope, dunya se bairakbati, disinclination towards this world, haya, shame, khuda par bharosa, trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala ki muhabbat, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala se mulaqat ki taraf, the desire to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ibadat mein sirf Allah ta'ala ki ko khush karne ki niyat, yani ikhlas, to have the quality of ikhlas and sincerity, that is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all our actions, in all our worship, ibadat ko sunnat ke mutabik ada karna, jisko sirf kehte hai, to fulfill all the acts of worship according to the method of the sunnat, according to the sunnat method, this is referred to as sirk. یہ دھیان ہر وقت رکھنا کہ حق تعالی ہم کو دیکھ رہے ہیں جس کو مراقبہ کہتے ہیں. To have this thought at every moment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us, this is called مراقبہ. ہر روز اپنے اعمال کا حساب خود کرنا کہ کیا کیا ہم سے نیک اعمال ہوئے اور کیا کیا برے اعمال ہوئے. Daily a person should take stock of himself, what good actions have I done today and what evil actions I have done today. تفکر یعنی اللہ تعالی کی مخلوقات میں غور کرنا. Pondering, that is to ponder over the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or ma'rifat wa azmat khudai ta'ala ki hasil karna, and to attain the recognition and the greatness of Allah ta'ala in a person's heart. Wafaya ahad, to fulfill pacts and promises. Tawazu, humility. Rahmat wa shafqat, softness and kindness and mercy. Haq ta'ala ki faislo par yani qadai ilahi par razi rehna, to be happy with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawakkul, hilm, tafweez, taslim, yaqeen, to have the quality of trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Forbearance, handing over all one's matters in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to have conviction. So these are all the good characteristics. Puri akhlaq, the evil qualities, ujab, takabbur, chughal khori, kina, hasad, ghussa, badgumani, hubbe dunya. Few of them are, one is to have ujab, vanity, pride, caring of tales, malice in one's heart, jealousy for other people, anger, having evil thoughts about other people, love of this world, fuzur aur khilaf shara' kalam ki hawas, ghibat, joot, bukhal, riya, to have the habit and the desire of speaking nonsensical talk and such speech which is against the shariat, to backbite, to speak lies, to be stingy, to have the quality of to show off ostentation, shahwat, badnigahi, ishq-e majazi, to have excessive desire within a person, to be either glancing, looking all the time at woman who one is not supposed to be looking at, to have love for woman, haram woman. Aur irshad farmaya ki adam qasd-e ida kafi nahi balki qasd-e adam-e ida zaruri hai. Ishaar Hakim al-Ummatani rahmatullahi alayhi, Hakim al-Ummatani rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned ki akhlaq ki haqeeqat ye hai ki hum se kisi ko kisi kisam ki iza aur takleef zahiri ya bati samne ya peeth piche na pahunche. Hazrat Hakim al-Ummatani rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned that the reality of akhlaq and character is that we must not try to cause any harm to any person, any form of taklif and difficulty to any person, outwardly also or inwardly also in our hearts. Whether we are in front of the person or we are absent, we are away from that person, any kind of taklif and difficulty we should not cause to a person. And then Hazrat Hakim al-Mutani rahmatullahi alayhi mentions, أَدَنْ يَقَصْدَ إِذَا كَافِنَ هِيَ. If a person does not make intention to harm somebody, no intention, a person never made intention to harm somebody or not harm somebody, this is not sufficient. But a person must make an intention, I will not harm a person. If a person is, as Hazrat mentions, is neutral, he doesn't make intention to hurt somebody or not to hurt somebody, he will definitely hurt somebody. So we actually have to make an intention, I will not cause harm to somebody. This is necessary. And thereafter he mentions another statement of Hazrat Hakim al-Mutani rahmatullahi alayhi, ki agar taqwa ke kisi daraja par amal se kisi ki dil shakni hoti hai, to fatwa par amal karna chahiye. If by a person having the quality of taqwa, he is making amal on taqwa, he has to cause harm to somebody's heart, he will break somebody's heart, then a person must make amal on the fatwa, what the muftis give fatwa on, he should abstain from from following taqwa, the impiety. Aisa mauka par taqwa ki hifazat jaiz nahi hai. In such an occasion, to look after one's taqwa is not permissible. Masalan, agar hadiya qabool karne mein apni zillat ho, aur bhai ki izzat ho, to bhai ki izzat ko apni izzat par tarjeeh do. For example, if somebody has to accept a gift from somebody else, and he will be disgraced, and the other person will be honored. Now the taqwa is, a person feels, I don't like to accept gifts from anybody, so that is his taqwa. But then he will be breaking the heart of somebody else. So in this case, in this instance here, he should accept the gift from that person. He should make amal on the fatwa. The fatwa is 100% is permissible for you to accept the gift. Your taqwa, your level of taqwa is you will not accept these gifts. But here you will be breaking his heart. So don't break the person's heart. Make amal on the fatwa and give honor and respect to your Muslim brother. This in no way means that a person now, he must not to break somebody's heart, he mustn't make amal on shariat. If the command of Allah Ta'ala is there, then if we have to break somebody's heart also, then a person cannot say, now I can't break a person's heart, I must break the command of Allah Ta'ala. You cannot break the commands of Allah Ta'ala. Yes, if the Muftis give fatwa and permission, and there is permissibility, and you want to act on a higher level, then a person must not break somebody else's heart. This is what Hazrat Hakim al-Mutani rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned. May Allah give us tawfiq.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن معاذ رضي الله عنه أن رجلا سأل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال أي الجهاد أعظم أجرا؟ قال أكثر لله تبارك وتعالى ذكرا. قال فأي الصائمين أعظم أجرا؟ قال أكثر لله تبارك وتعالى ذكرا. ثم ذكر الصلاة والزكاة والحج والصدقة كل ذلك. ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول أكثر لله تبارك وتعالى ذكرا. فقال أبو بكر لعمر رضي الله عنه يا أبا حفص ذهب الذاكرون بكل خير. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أجل. رواه أحمد. Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu anhu reports that the man once asked Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which mujahid, Islamic fighter, earns the greatest reward? Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, the one who excels in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The man further asked, which of those who keep fast attain the greatest reward? Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again replied, the one who excels in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The man then repeated the same question regarding salah, zakat, hajj and sadaqah, and each time received the same reply, that is, the one who excels in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Upon hearing this, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said to Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, O Abu Hafs, it seems as if the zakirin, those who make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have taken all that is good. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, most certainly. Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu anhu reports that a man once asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which mujahid, Islamic fighter, earns the greatest reward? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, the one who excels in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The man further asked, which of those who keep fast attain the greatest reward? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again replied, the one who excels in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The man then repeated the same question regarding salah, zakat, hajj and sadaqah, and each time received the same reply, that is, the one who excels in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Upon hearing this, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu said to Hazrat Umar radiyallahu anhu, O Abu Hafs, it seems as if the dhakirin, those who make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have taken all that is good. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, most certainly.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. فاذكروني أذكركم. دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدھر لا الہ الا محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلهي دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے تو کر بے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو إلهي رہو ایک خبردار تیرا لا إله إلا الله لا إله درد دل کہ مرتا ہے بے درد بیمار تیرا کوئی تجھ سے کچھ کوئی کچھ چاہتا ہے میں تجھ سے ہوں یا رب طلبگار تیرا نہیں دونوں عالم سے کچھ مجھ کو مطلب تو مطلوب میں ہوں طالب تیرا اٹھا ہم رکھ امید امداد حق سے تجھے غم ہے کیا لا الہ الا اللہ لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں
عطا کرنے وہ مجھ کو اپنی محبت میں اس کے سوا کچھ اور نہیں مانگتا ہوں یہ ناراضگی جس کی دوزخ سے بھر کر اسی ذات کی بس رضا مانگتا ہوں اصل مجھے دنیا کی خواہش نہیں میں بخشش بروز جزا مانگتا ہوں لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بستاد میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد. اللهم كن لنا وجعلنا لك. اللهم كن لنا وجعلنا لك. اللهم كن لنا وجعلنا لك. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين برحمتك.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. علماء have written that the closest people to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah will be the Muhaddithin. And the reason for that is all the time they are reading hadith and it comes that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did that. Because they are reading Durood Sharif so much. But very sadly we notice in the classrooms also students don't read Durood anymore. And here also, with dars that we have, like for example, Fazail-e Ramadan, now Maut Ki Yaad, how many hadith come? And everywhere that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. But we notice many of us are not reading Durood. Whenever that comes, read Durood Sharif. And don't read in your heart only and in your mind. Let your lips and your tongue move and show your love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You don't have to shout and scream, but at least let your lips, your tongue move when reading Durood Sharif. We will get great reward, and just in this way we will have read so much of Durood. And the majlis will become also so blessed. There will be so much of Noor and Rahmat in the majlis, in which majlis so much Durood is recited. So always, wherever we hear the name, even in a bayan, we hear the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and don't just mumble sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Read it nicely, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Read it nicely. Inshallah, we will get lot of benefit. Try and make that a regular habit, inshallah.